Easter is a great celebration for us. It's the beginning of all celebrations. And we are happy that so many people recognize that. If you were here last Sunday, from morning to evening, you could have an idea how many times the church was packed and for the various masses that we had celebrating Jesus' resurrection. It is so great that we continue. The church gives 8 days during this past week, from Monday to today, Saturday morning, including this Sunday Mass. We consider as if we were repeating the Sunday celebration over and over again. And of course, every Mass that we celebrate is celebrated in Jesus' resurrection, but especially this time, celebrating the memorial of his resurrection. With the joy of celebrating the resurrection always comes, and we go back and meditate on the disciples, the first community, how they responded to that. It is, as we heard in the gospel, in the evening of that first day of the week, that Sunday, still, in the evening of that Sunday, that important Sunday, that since in the morning, the women went to the tomb and found opened, nothing inside, and then the questioning, what happened, and the amazement, and you know that mixture of unbelief, doubt, joy, spirit of awe. I mean, all those feelings during that day were present. We can just imagine in the disciples, you know, hearts, how they were, you know, feeling that Sunday of the resurrection. And here you have that they were afraid, rightly so. Jesus was condemned just 3 days prior to that. They did not know what would happen to them. They could come and arrest them as well. And there they are, and Jesus come as they are gathered with closed doors, and Jesus greets them with peace be with you, with a traditional greeting, the shalom. And then he gives them the Spirit and the gift of forgiveness. Giving them, say, those sins you forgive will be forgiven. It's not by accident that this is also the Sunday we celebrate Divine Mercy. Because everything talks. If you heard the opening prayer just before the readings that we have in the Mass, it's all about celebrating Jesus' mercy. Divine Mercy Sunday did not come just because Sister Faustina had visions and messages, and those messages helped us to meditate on Jesus' merciful way of showing God's love to us. It precedes that. You know, it was part of, has always been a part of the liturgy, especially the week following Easter Sunday. But we, in our gospel today, find also Thomas, the doubtful Thomas. We all know and think, so how could he do that? He was not there, present with them on the evening of that first Sunday, the first day, the Sunday, first day of the week. He was not with the community. But I would say, let us try to see Thomas, because we know that 1 week later he professed one of the most beautiful profession of faith. You know, he said, "My Lord and my God." He did profess. He came back to the community. But at the first moment when they told him. You know, we've seen the Lord. He rejoiced with us. He said, well, I need some proof of that. What you're telling me is a very serious matter. So I do need, you know, some proof that what you're telling me is not, you're not fooling around with such an important message. At that moment, I would call him the honest Thomas, who had the courage of admitting that he needed more proof. If we want to say that he was doubting and he had to admit that, said, yes, I will admit, he did that. But he was honest. And I think of his being honest, even if he doubted the first, it means that he did not give up. He was there 1 week later. If he was blinded by that doubt, probably he would leave the community and not come back. So, well, what you're saying is, you're saying, you're doing. He said, I don't believe you and I will not be back. Don't tell me those stories. He did not give up. He stayed there. And when we talk, just have to keep in mind, when we talk about they gather in the Acts of the Apostles, we'll find that time and again, when it says that the first day of the week they were gathered, we can be sure that they were gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, because that's the first day of the week. Those first disciples, after Jesus' resurrection, they were still, you know, and here we have to go back and try to understand, because now things are so different 2,000 years later. But they were still Jews in their minds. So they would go to the temple on Saturday. The Acts of the Apostles will tell that Peter and the others, they would go to the temple to preach. They considered themselves still the chosen race of the Jews that accepted Jesus as their Messiah. And then on Sunday, they would gather to guarantee their new identity. Easter was the beginning of a new day. That's why we repeat so many times during this week. We repeat every morning in the Mass, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice. And we keep on singing because that's the new day, the new creation, the new day that has begun. It was much later that the Christians, they had to continue their journey and very separate from the Jews. Later, you know, Paul started preaching to those who were not Jews, and they accepted Jesus, and the Jews themselves would ban anyone from the community that would confess Jesus as their Messiah, as their Lord. So here we have Thomas at the beginning. He was doubting. Who of us, you know, some point of our lives, we might have had some doubts. Maybe not doubting that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is risen, that's the foundation of our faith. So we grew on that base, maybe not that far, our doubt, but some other things. We might doubt things of the church. Are we honest with that? And when I say, are we honest, I say, do we have the courage to say, yes, I need to clarify things. I need perhaps to read, to study. Not only going what the idea of religion or, and then we have to know where we are going to get the right information as well. You know, I know internet has a lot of things there, but you have to watch out what we read. And then we're going to see, even if you watch public television, PBS, they offer so many programs on supposedly religiosity, religion, and with from a different perspective. Most of them are not from a faith perspective. So even that could be very helpful, but could be misleading on the idea of strengthening our faith. Thomas remained in the community. And when I say that, he remained what was the church then. He remained with them. And that's why 1 week later he could, as they had that Eucharistic celebration, he could recognize the Lord as the Lord appeared. The risen Lord. The risen Lord, which is good to see, is carrying the wounds. We could say he's glorious. He doesn't have any wound. Everything has been washed away. But he is showing, because the wounds represent the cross. The cross that brought us redemption, salvation. And as we celebrate divine mercy, we heard it even the second reading. We were saved by the water and the blood of Christ. That's what the image of divine mercy, Jesus, and as was pierced on the cross, that water and blood flowed from that wound. And many will say that's the beginning of the baptism, the idea of how that we reborn a community from that water and that blood of shed on the cross. So may the Lord strengthen our faith. That even if in certain moments we do doubt, we do question, that might be not as a sign that we are losing faith. There might be a sign that our faith is growing, that our faith is becoming more mature. When we were children, we are taught as children. If we don't keep on learning, we'll be advanced in age, but still with a childish understanding of faith. Thomas did that leap. Of course, like it shows here, in 1 week, probably we cannot do that 1 week. But may our doubts, our questions, our help us to come closer to the Lord. And then we'll be able to say also, to receive his peace, and able to say, my Lord and my God.